In the last episode, you heard how Tyrell and his group, ECX, took George from us. I knew then how upset John was, but listening to these recordings over and over is just forcing me to keep reliving my own grief. If this is your first time joining us for this series, please go back, listen to episodes 1 and 2. We'll be right here when you come back. What you're about to hear may be the final episode of this series, but it is not the end of the story. I am just as determined today as I've always been to find my friends, my dad, expose ECX, and find Tyrell's true identity. Please keep listening. Together, I know we can find the truth. Thank you.
Another room.
Dad, are you okay? Dad.
What is going on with Mo?
I don't know, but he won't answer me. Dad?
See if he'll sit down over there.
Okay, hey, Dad, why don't you come over here and rest for a little bit?
He'll be okay once we get out.
I hope so. What is all of this?
This is the setup they use in tournaments for timing how long it takes to solve a Rubik's Cube. What you do is you put your hands on these little pads. Timer starts when you lift your hands to grab the cube. The timer stops when you finish and put your hands back on the pads.
Why does the timer only have 2 minutes on it?
I'm not sure. They usually count up.
Let me read the board. Maybe it'll tell us. Puzzle cubes may be your best friend, but speed is what you'll need in the end. So, I guess you just have to solve it in 2 minutes? Can you do that?
I mean, normally, yeah. I'm more worried about why there are two doors over there instead of just one.
Maybe only one of them is the real exit.
Well, now that begs the question, where does the other one go?
Someplace else?
Yeah. How's your dad doing?
I guess okay. He hasn't moved. He's shaking really badly, though.
Listen, let's just stay focused on getting out.
Okay. So, what now?
Well, now I solve this damn cube.
Good luck.
All right, let's see. Corners look right. Find my first edges. That's that side. Okay, I think I'm ready. In 3, 2, 1. All right, come on. There's a blue, red on the side. This first one, second one. Come on. Come on, white and orange, blue, orange. Come on. There it is, upside down. All right, top cross is done. Top cross. And the corners.
Come on.
Orange, the red, yellow, one more, is that red, white, yep, red, white, and there's one more, and all right, first layer done, time for the middle edges, here's red, white, damn it, come on, shoot, okay, there is orange, white, put that in place. Two more. There's yellow, orange. And, come on, red, yellow.
1 minute left.
Okay, first two layers are done. Move on to the middle. There's no edges. Come on, all right, so I have a line. Come on, I need to make a T. All right, there's the bottom cross is done. See, that one matches, that one matches. We're gonna flip these. Damn it! Damn it! What happened? Shit. Okay. Fuck! Okay, I gotta redo that one. Alright.
30 seconds.
Alright, now to the bottom again. Come on, bottom cross. Alright, there's two straight. There's, alright, I'm gonna flip just these two. Where is it? Damn it! Shit. White, red. Alright, back to the bottom. Come on, there's the
Five,
cross.
Four.
One.
Three. Two.
Damn it, I was this close!
You almost had it. Wait, if you didn't make it, why did that door open?
Yeah, that seems suspicious.
Should I go look?
No, no. I'll look. You wait here. I'll
there, go it ra- there it is! There it is! There it is! It's not getting away this time!
Dad, wait!
Get over here! What are you doing, George? Get over here!
Dad, stop! Dad!
Mo!
Dad!
Mo! Open the door! Come on, just open it up. We'll get you help! Mo!
At the time, we couldn't hear anything on the other side of the door. It wasn't until I listened to the recording that I realized Dad's mic was still working, and here's what we got off it.
No, I'll look. You wait here, and I'll
there
go
it is. There it is. There it is. It's not getting away this time.
Dad, wait.
Get over here. What are you doing, George? Get over here.
Dad, stop.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
There you are. There. Get over here. Get off me. Get off me. Get off. Get off of me. Get off of me.
We didn't hear any of this. All I knew was that my dad was gone. Dad!
Rachel, we need to stop. Just let me try again and maybe the door will open up again.
Okay, just hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
Why aren't you starting?
The cube is scrambled again.
What do you mean?
I had it solved when I put it down, and now it's scrambled again.
How?
I don't... There's... It doesn't make any sense.
I don't care. Just solve it so I can find my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Timer's 2 minutes again. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Quickly, do the top cross. Do the top cross. There's the white. Put that in place. Oh, and there's the red. Let's get that down where it goes. And one more in the orange. There it is. Around the back. All right, top cross is done. All right, doing the edges, corners.
Come on.
Got this. There's the yellow-orange. Got it. All right, top layer's done. Do the middle edges. Middle edges. Come on, go. Orange-yellow, there it is. Orange-yellow in place. And up. Okay, orange, white. Go. And there's red, yellow.
1 minute.
That's the last one for that. All right, top two layers are done. I'm on the bottom. And there's the line. There's the cross. All right, how many in place?
30 seconds left.
Damn it. Go. There's two in place. I just have to swap two edges. And... All right, they're swapped. Any in place? All right, start the first algorithm. I'm on the bottom layer. Almost done. Oh, there's one totally in place. All right, almost there. All right, they're all in place. I just orient them. It's gonna be it. It's close. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And...
5, 4...
That is how shit gets done.
The door Dad went through didn't open.
No, Rachel, stay back. Let me check it out. Damn.
What? Do you see my dad?
No. It's another room.
We have to get the other door open. Maybe you just need to mess it up to get it open.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I don't think that's gonna work. Look, the timer's shut down now.
Then how are we gonna find him?
Listen, right now, we need to get us out of here so we can get help to find your dad and George.
What if he's in trouble? You saw how he looked.
I know, and I'm sure he's in trouble, which is why we need to focus on getting through this next room.
But Dad...
I know, Rachel, I know. Come on.
Okay. Dad!
Mo! Mo!
Dad? That door he went through was on the same wall as this one. He has to be here.
I know, but how could we miss him? It's just a big open hallway with a bunch of vending machines.
Dad!
The door at the end of the hallway looks to be the only way out. Oh, great.
What?
Another fucking chalkboard.
I can't take this shit anymore. First George, now my dad. What the hell do these fuckers want? I know you're behind that goddamn camera. Just give me back my dad and let us out of here.
Rachel, Rachel, come here. It's okay. We're going to make it out. All we have to do is get out of here, call the cops, and we'll get everything straightened out.
Will we? Really? You say that every single time, and every time that door just leads to another goddamn room. It's like the fucking movie The Cube. It just never ends. We're rats in a maze trying to get to the cheese. Do you know what happens to the rat, John? It dies.
I know. I know it's fucked up. But what other choice do we have? We either keep solving their riddles and puzzles, or we just sit here and hope? Hope what? Somebody just come let us out? From what I have seen, they're not interested in coming to our rescue, so we have got to save ourselves.
Okay. You're right. Sorry. I'm just scared. I don't know what I'm gonna do without my dad.
No. Don't apologize. It's okay. And hey, we don't know anything yet. I mean, maybe they pulled him out because he was acting sick, and maybe now he's in the lobby with George, and they're having a drink and just waiting for us to finish. As hard as this is, we just have to stay focused.
Okay. Okay. What does the stupid blackboard say?
Enjoy the taste as it goes down. Finish it all, and you can leave town.
I guess that means we finally get some snacks, then.
There's that. The only things I see in here are those vending machines, but for some reason, this hallway reminds me a lot of the Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah, the Brat Pack movie from the 80s. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm, yeah. At one point, they all went to the vending machines to get lunch.
Yeah, and Molly Ringwald's character had sushi, and everyone was grossed out. I love that.
That's the one. Anyway, we should check out these machines and try to determine which one they want us to use.
Okay, so there's a regular snack machine with chips and candy and gum. Mm-hmm.
This one has Pepsi products in it.
It's gotta be this one, John. Look at the catchphrase on the side.
Enjoy the taste. Yeah, that's from the blackboard. Good eye, Rachel. Well, at least it's a Coke machine.
I'm not the biggest fan of soda, but Dad mentioned you always ask her a Coke Zero when you guys meet for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get lucky. Yep, sure enough, it has Coke Zero. Oh, Uptown. It's in a glass bottle like the old days. I've always hated the plastic ones anyhow.
Okay, according to the clue, all you have to do is drink it all, and then we can hopefully get out of here.
Well, I mean, assuming that's what you can leave town means, yeah.
That is horrible!
What's wrong? Is it flat?
I wish it was flat. No, it's disgusting.
Oh my god. Oh god. Are you okay?
Nope. There is no way anyone could drink that.
I'll get you some Sprite. Dad always gave me that when I was sick with upset stomach. Here, try this. Let me get rid of that Coke.
Okay, what's this? Sprite?
Yeah, it always worked for me.
That's worse than the Coke was.
Shit! I'm sorry.
Get rid of this.
John?
Yep. What?
The Coke bottle.
What about it?
It's gone.
What?
It's gone.
That's not possible. The trash can't be more than like 3 foot away. Who the hell could have it or would have taken it?
I have no idea, but it's gone. See?
The fuck?
How is every room crazier than the last?
Let's try something. Here, throw the Sprite away. I'm gonna keep an eye on it.
Okay.
See? It's still there.
Yeah, but obviously the Coke bottle isn't.
Okay, let's just try something else.
You want me to try this one?
No! No, Rachel, no.
Why?
Look, I've already lost George and your dad by letting them try shit in here. There is no way, zero chance I'm letting you take that risk. Mo would never forgive me if I let something happen to you.
Really, I'm okay, I can do it.
No, listen, you don't understand. That soda has got me feeling lightheaded and nauseous. One of us has got to stay strong and clear-minded so we can keep going.
Yeah, but if you get too weak from this stuff, there is no way I can carry you out of here.
Don't worry. It's not going to come to that. Just give me the next one. Give me Diet Coke, I guess.
John, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, I do. I owe it to your dad. God damn it! Somehow that's the worst one yet!
It's obvious that all the sodas are gonna be awful. Do you really want to keep going?
You think we have a choice? Here, get rid of this one. Let's try the next one. Excuse me. With any luck, the game is going to be to find the only good bottle in the machine.
Regular Coke, then?
Sure. Why not? It's not like I'm counting calories right now. Oh, nope. More the same.
The only one we haven't tried yet is the Orange Fanta.
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
John, we really should think about this.
I thought about it already. Just please. Give it here.
Okay.
Oh, it's official. They all suck.
Maybe it's like you said. Maybe there is only one bottle in the whole machine that's drinkable. What if we just empty out each flavor and take a small sip from each bottle till we find the good one?
Maybe. It's worth a shot. Let's start with a Fanta then and work our way back through the rest of the machine, right?
We went through each flavor, starting with Fanta, trying to find that one good bottle. Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, each flavor had 10 bottles, and not a single one was drinkable. It was when we started with the Coke Zeros that we finally figured out their game. What the hell?
What?
This bottle, it has less soda than the others.
Huh? Are you sure?
We just spent the last hour testing over 40 different bottles of soda. Every single one of them had the exact same amount in it.
Hey, maybe that's the good one then. Oh, what if this whole time we just needed to try the second Coke Zero? Oh, shit.
I guess it's possible. Surely these assholes did that on purpose, knowing that we would go through the other flavors before coming back to the Coke Zero.
You know, thinking back, it was probably the worst tasting one of all.
All right. Well, are you ready to try this one?
Yeah, as ready as somebody can be after tasting 50 bottles of shit water. Just here, give it here. No! Oh, it's just as bad as the first Coke Zero. Throw it away.
John, are you okay?
Oh, God, that is bad. We gotta get through this. Just give me the next Coke Zero.
Are you sure?
Yes, just give it here before I change my mind.
Okay. Okay. What the fuck is going on here?
Now what's wrong?
This bottle has even less than the bottle before it.
Good. Less for me to drink.
And no, you don't understand. I think it's the same amount that was left in the last bottle after you tried it.
What? How's that even possible? It's not as if someone could watch us on camera, figure out exactly how much was left, and then fill another bottle to that level and reload it back in the machine all before you can hit the button?
I have no idea how they're doing it. I'm just telling you what I see. This is the same amount that was left in the last bottle when I threw it away.
Well, unless they dug it out of the trash, recapped the bottle and then magically teleported it into the machine, all without us noticing. That has to be a different bottle of Coke Zero.
John?
What?
There aren't any Coke Zero bottles in this trash can.
I watched you throw it away and I heard it hit the other bottles. Gotta be right on top.
Yeah, it should be, but it's not.
So, you're saying that not only are we getting bottles that are magically filled with the exact remaining amount of Coke Zero each time, but the old bottles are vanishing from the trash?
It's not what I want to be saying, but that seems to be what is happening. Wait, John, I think I know what they want.
What? What?
Okay, think about it. In several of the other rooms, they've proven that they know something about us that they otherwise shouldn't know. Remember the Viewmasters, all those pictures that were specific to each one of us? Then George's favorite arcade game is in the game room right after his hands got burned. Dad loves collecting old action figures, so they made us figure out which ones to put on that stupid castle playset thing while he was going crazy. Then they gave us the Rubik's Cube, knowing you were the only one of us who could possibly solve it in under 2 minutes. And now here's a stupid soda drinking challenge, and the one flavor that is doing all this weird shit is Coke Zero, your favorite drink.
All right, so where are you going with this? They want me to get sick by drinking this entire Coke Zero that tastes like the devil's ass, so they create a magic bottle that disappears from the trash and then reappears in the machine? You know that sounds batshit crazy, right?
You've got a better explanation? I am all ears.
You know, honestly, at this point, I'm fresh out of ideas.
I know you're tired, and I know you're sick, but we have to get out of here and find Dad and George. We can't go through all of this just to give up now. I really think we're near the end of this whole thing, and if we can just finish this one last room, maybe they'll let us live.
Live?
John, I think everything was specifically planned to bring us here tonight and put us through all this shit. I have no idea how or why, but that's just how it feels.
If you're right, that means I've got to get down this entire vile-tasting Coke Zero in order to get that door open.
I'm afraid so.
All right. Give it here. No time like the present.
John?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Rachel, don't be. It's fine. It's fine.
John, it's okay, it's okay. I've got you, I've got you.
Oh, finished. Throw this goddamn thing away. Oh, I really hope this works. Fuck me.
Oh my God, I was right. It was right. It worked. It worked.
Good. That's good. Let's get the fuck out of here. Whoa, I didn't think I was that dizzy. Oh, shit.
Here, lean on me.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Right there, I got you.
Rachel, I'm so sorry.
For what?
For this, for all of it. It It's all my fault. I wanted to have some fun and make a cool podcast for the fourth listeners, and I just...
It's not your fault, John. It's theirs. Whoever this ECX company is, they're going down for this.
I hope so. First things first, though, let's find the guys.
Well, the only way we're gonna do that is by getting out of this room. Can you walk?
Well, ish. If you'll let me keep using you, crutch, I can manage.
Then let's go.
Over the past few weeks, we've been trying out Factor Meals, and they're meals that come straight to your door. They deliver them to you in the mail. They drop on the front door in this freezer pack. And it's a great way to eat stress-free. And this spring, you can get delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved. And here's the cool thing, as we've all found out. You throw them in the microwave for 2 minutes, and they're ready to eat and not even requiring cleanup.
And if you can't find something on their menu that you like, then you're just way too picky.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have over 35 options. Mm. You know, they have things like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie, and we even tried the vegetarian one, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the regular meals, but they've also got all these add-on packs, which I really love. These are things like, you know, breakfast or on-the-go lunches or little snacks, even like beverages that want to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So really, I mean, like they say on their site, what are you waiting for? And they're not kidding. You can get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals by heading over to Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Are you looking for good gourmet meals? Try the meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for lowest carbon footprint meals.
So head to factormeals.com/GenX50 and use code GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code GenX50 at factormeals.com/GenX50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Hey, look. Look, we made it. I can see the outside.
Good. Good. Let's get you out of here and find help.
We need to get you to a hospital. You don't look good at all.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
Come on, we can do this.
Wait, hold on. What's this other door?
Come on, John, we're almost there.
No, wait, I think I saw something in there.
We don't have time for this, let's just go.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
What is all this stuff?
This is how they were watching us. Here, help me. Help me get into this chair.
So someone was watching us? this whole time?
Yeah, with this setup, yeah, almost certainly. It's some kind of a, like a control room. Monitors, speakers, cord decks.
Look, the shit even left their coffee here.
Well, I imagine being a sadistic asshole is thirsty work.
Where'd they go?
Who knows? They probably saw us coming and hauled ass.
Look at all the candy wrappers and garbage all over the place. Whoever was here was a fucking slob.
And the coffee's still warm. They can't have been gone very long.
Just touching this stuff makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, whoever it is, they have a twisted sense of humor.
Why is that?
Here, look.
Oh, a post-it note with my name, and it's stuck to a candy bar.
Sick fucks. Rachel, what's wrong?
What's wrong? This whole fucking place is wrong. This candy bar is wrong. This sick, sloppy bastard is wrong. Damn it! Where is my dad?
Don't, Rachel, don't worry. We're gonna find your dad and George.
We need to get you out of here first.
Yep. Just wait. Let me check something first. Oh, yeah. They had multiple cameras in every room. Time code. Loop wreck gear. Yeah, they even had audio on us. They recorded everything.
Who recorded everything?
Them? I don't know.
Hold on. It looks like they dropped this.
Hmm? What?
It's us.
What do you mean, it's us?
Look, this whole section is on my dad. When he was born, when he married my mom, when he married Denitra, hobbies, what schools he went to, everything.
Can I see? Got my address, where I work. Look at your section, Rachel. It's like it was put together at the last second.
How can you tell?
Most of it's just handwritten, and they don't have nearly as much info on you.
They weren't expecting me.
Nope. But here's the $64,000 question. Where the fuck did they go?
Come on, we can figure this out later. You have to get to a hospital.
Yeah, one more second. Hold on. I wanna see if I can find out where George and your dad are.
You can find them?
I can try. Maybe wherever they are also has cameras.
That's the lobby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's the lunchroom with the the thermoses.
John?
Hmm? What?
Why would somebody do this to us?
I don't know.
I mean, there has to be a purpose, right?
Nobody goes to this much trouble without having a purpose.
It can't just be for someone's sick enjoyment, right?
My gut tells me no. Oh, my gut. Oh, some of the things we saw. I'm not even sure how they did it.
What do you mean?
Remember the record player? Thermoses? Nasty magic soda that kept coming back? How the fuck could someone even pull all that off?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the point. Me neither. All right, that might be all the video feeds.
Can you copy the video feed so we can give it to the cops?
There's nothing to copy. I'm going through live feeds. Everything else has been erased. Well, it's official. That's all of them. Looks like they only wired up the rooms that that we were in.
Come on, John. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck out.
Come on, John. Not much farther. No. Come on, John. You have to get up. Come on, John. It's right there. On the count of three, you ready? One, two, three.
Rachel.
Come on, John. You cannot quit.
Rachel. Go. Go get help. I can't.
There is no way I am leaving you here. Come on, John. Let's go.
Take my car.
I don't know how to drive.
You'll figure it out.
No! John, come on. You can do this. John, wake up. John. Come on. John, I'll be right back. I promise. I'll be right back, John. If you can hear me, I'll be right back. Just hold on. Which button? Which button? Okay. I have to find help. Okay, shit. Why do you have to have so many buttons in your damn car? All right. Shit. Fuck. All right. You got this. It felt like it took me forever to find help, but I think it was only about a half hour. Of course, I had to convince the police that we needed to go back for my dad and the others. There was one cop who believed me and convinced the others that we needed to go back to the escape room. Once we finally got there, the front sliding doors were wide open, and it was pitch black inside. I had to wait in the car while they went to look around. As every minute passed, it felt like my whole life was slipping further and further away from me. When they finally came back, they told me there wasn't anything in the building. I kind of lost my shit at that point. After I calmed down, they took me inside, and it was all gone. Every room was empty. Every door was wide open. You could see holes where they must have ripped the wiring out of the walls. There was nothing to prove what happened to us. I took them to where I left John, and there wasn't a trace of him or the control room. I still don't know what happened to my dad or George. The only thing that was left behind was the recording equipment backpack, which the police quickly confiscated as evidence. They only recently gave it back. My husband and I are continuing to pore over the recordings, trying to find some clue as to what happened. The police were helpful at first, but now it just seems like this case will end up in a never-ending pile on some overworked detective's desk. My dad and I were really close. He was always there for me, and now that he's gone, I just feel lost. There is no way I'm letting Tyrell and ECX get away with this. I'm going to keep searching and hunting them down until I find out what happened. I promise you that. Again, if you want to help continue the search for George, John, and Mo, please consider becoming a patron by going to genxgrownup.com/Patreon. Your donations have meant so much to us. If you want to help in any other way, please write me at podcast@genxgrownup.com. And don't forget to tell everyone you can about this podcast. Share the link with your friends, family, anybody. And if I have any further updates, I will publish them here, so please continue to subscribe to Gen X Grown Up. Thank you.
This has been a special edition dramatic presentation from Gen X Grown Up and Evergreen Podcasts. Recorded remotely via Zencastr, Escape Room was co-written by George Sumter and Mo Smith, engineered and edited by John Reddick, and co-directed by John, Mo, and George. With special thanks to our unpaid intern, Rachel Fisher. Gen X Grown Up. You have to grow older, but you don't have to grow up.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.